Prince Albert. A special workshop for post-secondary students from Prince Albert and the North is coming to the E.A. Rawlinson Center on Wednesday, January 18. The For Saskatchewan's Next Generation of Leaders workshop aims to help and thank post-secondary students, said Chair June Anonson of the University of Saskatchewan Prince Albert campus. This truly was meant to be a gift to the post-secondary students to say thank you and you will be our next leaders of the future, Anonson said. The workshop consists of different topics, which come from post-secondary students themselves. Anonson said they have a post-secondary student advisory committee that helped organize the event, and identify topics and issues students deal with on a daily basis. Anonson said expects a great crowd at the Rawlinson. If every student comes that says they are coming, we will have a full house, she said. The workshop includes Chief Cadmus Delorme of Cowessess First Nation speaking on What We Inherited, What We Must Do, healthcare leader Brett N. speaking on Mental Health, How Is Yours? Three-time Juno winner Susan Aglukirk and Louise Bernice Half Sky Dancer Canada's Poet Laureate from 2020 to 2022 speaking on Rebirth and Resilience. Special guests include senior youth from Northern Saskatchewan. Chief Cadmus had just been in Prince Albert, he has been all over and his reviews are raving, Anonson said. Louise is the poet laureate for the whole country and is a personal friend too. She has traveled internationally and spoken as well in all different countries and she's loved out there. Brett Enns is one of the favorite speakers of post-secondary students, he's amazing, and Susan did our very first workshop. This is our fourth. Anonson has worked on all four workshops as the chair. This year, she brought on a co-chair, Lindsay Beckler, to help with the responsibility. She comes from Sask Polytechnic but she is a post-secondary student as well, Anonson said. Admission to the For Saskatchewan's Next Generation of Leaders workshop is free for post-secondary students. All students must show ID at the door. Staff and faculty can come as volunteers, but they must register via email.